This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You just heard the promo about how we bring the big guests, and right now we bring to you, I will say, without need for argument, the greatest Texas Ranger of all time, Ivan Pudge Rodriguez. Sir, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing? Thank you for having me. Everything good?
Absolutely. We are doing great, and I know you guys are looking to make some people's lives pretty great this weekend. I do believe y'all are doing a contest or a giveaway with El Mayor Tequila for Father's Day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have that available. Obviously, it's a perfect weekend to do that, especially Father's Day when all the families and wife and dads and everybody are going to be together in their homes, you know, making some barbecues or making dinner somewhere. So I think that will be the perfect day to do this.
How did you go from Major League Baseball player, Hall of Famer, to tequila? How did you get involved with El Mayor Tequila?
Well, I got involved with Mayor Tequila. I think probably it's going to be close to 3 years, or I think probably 3 years already. I met the Fernandez family. I met Grace, the president, which is Grace, is the daughter of Mr. Fernandez. And we started getting along good. You know, he's a great family. I met them in Dallas for the first time. And then they invited me to go to Jalisco, Mexico, and visit the farm. And I just went to all the agaves farm that they have over there in Jalisco and fall in love with tequila. I think this is a great great company. First of all, it's a great family. I think the reason that I'm involved with them is because the personality and the family that they are, very humble, very down-earth type of family. That's what I, you know, get with them. So the product is good. We have seven different types of tequila, starting from the crystal one, you know, the all the way to the Estrañejo one. So it's a lot of different flavors that people can try. But again, you know, the most important thing is that I get along well with the family, and this has been 3 years that we've been together, so looking forward to continue the relationship for a long time.
Now, it almost feels like 3 years since we've been able to watch baseball. How excited are you for baseball to come back? Because it feels like we're really close now.
Well, it's excited. I mean, obviously, as an ex-baseball player that plays the game for 25 years, and now I'm a fan of baseball, obviously, I can't wait to see baseball back on TV and back to action again. You know, the good news is that we're getting close. I think this has been taking way too long. I think it's time for the American pastime to come in the summertime, watch baseball. So I think they're getting close. You know, maybe next week might be the best week that we want to hear as a fan. The baseball is going to come back. So I hope that the players and the owners and Mr. Manfred get together and get the agreement and start to play baseball. I think they're going to go and do some, you know, a few weeks of spring training. Yeah, I think baseball players need that to do first before they start playing game, but it's time to see baseball back in America, to be honest with you.
And once they announce baseball is back, is the perfect time to drink tequila, am I right? I feel like.
Well, drink tequila good, but drink tequila responsibly.
Okay, good. It's a good message.
But it's a good time for it. It's a good time for it, for sure.
We got Pudge Rodriguez joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And I think that's really interesting that you keep saying America's pastime, bring it back to America, let's get it going. Because you as a young player coming to America and playing the game, you come into a clubhouse that was pretty diverse, but even still you come to a fan base that is predominantly American people. What was that experience like walking in as a young player, a young man, and having all those teammates and then seeing what the game was at that time?
Well, great experience, to be honest with you. I got the privilege to call up, to receive that call to the big leagues in the early 90s. And in the early 90s, as we all know, it was a lot of veteran players already in the league. And when I came up back in 91, they receiving me very warm, very welcoming into the team. I remember 91, I was playing with Nolan, Kevin Brown, Palmeiro, Ruben Sierra, Juan Gonzalez, all those superstars already in the game. And to me, when I got there as a 19-year-old kid, I started right from the day one as one of them, to be honest with you. They teach me how to play the game hard and respect the game. And I get that, I got that since very early age, because I was playing with all this bunch of veteran players that teach me how to play the game that way.
At what point did you know, because you mentioned how many great players there were, and there were some really good young players along with yourself, Dean Palmer, Juan Gonzalez, y'all were bringing people up. At what point did you know, oh man, I think this team is going to be really, really good?
Right when I got there. Well, to be honest with you, in spring training, when I was in the 40-man roster, I was had the opportunity to be with them for 3 weeks, almost into the end of spring training. And I was the chance to see, their work ethic and how they put everything together, doing the PFT, the running the bases, the batting practices, and all that stuff that they prepared to, for the season. And I just saw that they have a great team since spring training. Then a month later, when I got there in Chicago, they're already going through a very good year. And obviously when you have a pitching staff like that, and, you're having, Kevin Brown, Jose Guzman, Nolan Ryan, Kenny Rogers, all those four guys there as a starting pitcher make my job a lot easier behind the plate.
Who was the, if you had one pitcher that you're like, in your entire career, I would catch that guy every time because he's my favorite pitcher to catch, who would it be?
Well, in 20 plus years that I play, I mean, it's hard for me to say a name, because as you know, how many thousands of pitchers I probably catched during my career. But obviously, I have the chance to play with Nolan 3 years. My second major league game that I catch, he was the pitcher, and Nolan and I, we did a great job. That day, the first day, I remember, I think he threw 6-7 innings and win the ball game, and I was behind the plate calling games from him, from a 19-year-old to a 46-year-old giving signs, and that 46-year-old throwing those pitches to me. It was kind of cool to be in that position, but I probably say him because obviously he teach me a lot of stuff. We have conversations constantly before he retired. Teach me a lot about the game of baseball. And so I say probably Nolan Ryan, because he was, the first one in my beginning of my career that I was there for him. Obviously, Jose Guzman, to Kenny Rogers. I mean, I was a catcher. That my job is to get along well with all the starting pitches and all my pitching staff. And I think probably that's the reason that I have so much respect with the pitchers that I catch with, that I was behind the plate for them, because obviously when you have a good pitching staff, you need to have a good relationship before the game and before that pitcher was in the rubber working with me behind the plate. You need to have this good relationship before that happens.
But the worst pitcher, whether you played with him or not, had to have been Mike Bacsik, right? He's scared to have this interview with you today. He was the worst, right?
Well, not really, because he gave me some couple of pitches for me to hit it, to hit over the wall. So that's great.
That is outstanding.
No, I don't have nothing bad to say about my Bassett. Just a couple of pitches that he just left it over the plate, and I just hit it over 450 feet. That's all.
Outstanding. That's my favorite quote ever.
Pudge, I'm kind of curious. The catching position is not the most glorious. It's hard. It's difficult to be squatted back there and playing in the heat all the time. Did you ever get jealous of Juan and Rafael Palmeiro? They just got to stand around in the outfield?
No, not really, to be honest with you. Maybe they probably was jealous on me, because obviously, when you're a catcher, I think that is, I mean, a lot of people doesn't know how important the catching position is, especially in the game. It's not only catch and throw and be behind the plate and receiving balls from the pitcher and throwing back. I think that the catching position is like a Tom Brady in the game, you know, like the quarterback in football, you know, the amount of study that we got to go through, the videos that we got to go and see and watch, do my own report, and then go from there, go up to the pitching coach. And then the pitching coach and I will sit down and give and try to do the best information for that starting pitcher that night, and then go from there. But I think this is, I mean, no, really. I didn't have no problem at all that Juan and all those guys was in the field. By the way, you know, they helped the team tremendously with the bat and with the glove in the outfield and on the field. But my job was so nice that I never changed it for anything.
Well, we appreciate having you on the show, and you know, I'll never forget, especially 96, 98, 99, getting to those playoff series. So thank you for being such a huge part of the legacy of this franchise.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. And let's see baseball soon again.
That's right. Thank you very much, Pudge Rodriguez. And don't forget, in the noon o'clock hour, Corey, we will give away an autographed Pudge Rodriguez jersey courtesy of El Mayor Tequila. So you're not eligible for that, but the Tolos are.
Did we tell him we love him? We love you, Pudge. I think you did. It felt like you did.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we said nice things. You know, I
just didn't say it back, and I was kind of sad. So
he meant it. He did. Okay.